Suffice to say, I want to reintroduce you to this really extraordinary figure, David Brainerd. We could call him the forerunner of the modern missions movement. The end of the 18th century witnessed one of the greatest movements that we've ever seen in church history. It's what's known as the modern missions movement. In 1792, there was a shoe cobbler named William Carey who felt strongly that we must reach the world for Christ and got on a ship and sailed halfway around the world. And before he did that, he wrote a pamphlet entitled An Inquiry into the Obligations of Christians to Use Means for the Conversion of the Heathens. And so that really launched and birthed the modern missions movement, and there would be others who would be caught up in that movement. Henry Martin took the gospel to India. Adoniram Judson sailed for the cause of Christ to Burma. Robert Moffat spread the flame of Christianity down into South Africa. Robert Morrison went to China, as did Hudson Taylor and C.T. Studd. And David Livingston went into the very heart of Africa, really boldly and courageously. And so I think we would ask the question, what really got them going? Who struck the match that lit the fuse? Who was William Carey reading? What was Henry Martin reading? What were these giants of the faith reading that would set them to sail around the world? And the answer is they were reading David Brainerd. David Brainerd was the man that God sovereignly used to bring about the explosion of the modern missions movement. So I think each and every one of us here today need to know about our forefather, David Brainerd, and to be able to see qualities in his life that we would want to emulate. And his influence did not stop with the modern missions movement. The favorite son of Scotland, Robert Murray McShane, was greatly impacted by reading David Brainerd's diary and journal. And Jim Elliot, when he went to the Aka Indians, what had he been reading? Jim Elliot had been reading David Brainerd. So there we would almost have to put out a caution that if you're going to read David Brainerd, you may end up on the moon. You may end up on the other side of the world because there was a fire that was burning in his bones that was so strong to take the gospel where the gospel had not been preached that he was willing really to go anywhere, pay any price, to do whatever is required to extend the message of Christ.